opinion of Miss Sheila Sarva upon him? Last time we saw that the Shelos Arba Bonim, he explained that the Arba Bonim is always, that is always the four different Ifanim in which a person is Shoyal on the Mokker. In other words, every idea, every Mokker takes on four different ways in which you can work with it, either extending it or opposing it or just being mistopped with the thing itself. That was the Nekuda we saw before. Now he's going to another Indian. He's being mamshich and explaining it. It's on Pei Aleph on the right hand side. Veishlishol bazeh. Shrei Chochem ein shoyel binyan pesach dafke. Shrei pashas achochem pashas veschanan. I mean, these are the arba bonim are supposed to be asking on Pesach Kinyonim, and you don't find that these arba bonim are really speaking about Pesach Kinyonim. That the lamoshal Chochem is speaking about klolos tikinyonim. It says more eders v'chukim shpatim asher tziva Hashem lekeinu eschem. Doesn't really refer to Pesach. V'leniska shem dove minyan Pesach rak b'chol ha-mitzvah shenema more eders v'chukim shpatim. V'imkein lomo hevi raya mizeh lina Pesach. You're trying to bring this inyan as the oifanim of shailan tshuva finyani Pesach. Lamaisa, there's nothing in the Teichin of the Chacham Shaila. You're just asking, it's a general Shaila on Teir. That's one. The Chaim B'Tami says, Shalinizka Klal B'Shalas Talmi Pesach. Tam has nothing to do with Pesach. The Parshas Tam is written by Petach HaMoyer. El Nemetz of Petach HaMoyer says, Avatak O Petach Rechem, Voye Kishol Chabin Chomach Alei Memazois. We're talking about doing the Mitzvah Petach HaMoyer, which is a strange Mitzvah, and the Tam is over there. So Lamaisa, it's a shaila that has be'etzem not do tzitzis Mitzrayim. So again, you start with tzitzis Mitzrayim, but the shaila itself is not a shaila on the matzah on the morrow. It's not relating to the shaila of tshuva on the yoni Pesach. Va'oid, hare ha'Torah lo nosna tshuva leben ha'chochem kach klal. The Torah did not answer him anything about his shayla. He's asking a shayla on Torah. Explain what's Eidus Chukim Mishpatim. And the tshuva is, V'amata levincha avodim ayinu lefarav mitzrayim, etein Hashem yad chazak, v'zoyan etuya, v'yatzevein Hashem lasko kol chukim ha'ila. V'kan nosin tshuva acher she'ena b'Torah klal. Lemaisa, the tshuva that he's answering over here has nothing to do with, in Makhtir HaPesal V'koyim, it has nothing to do with what the Torah said. V'chein el Rasha, Vayte, he says, the tshuva ma'avodah zes lechem, v'mata v'choizik yod yisrael shem mitzrayim, it takes a different tshuva, and so on. And he has a bunch of shaylas here. Lemaisa, basic shaylas are that the shaylas and tshuvas of what the in the Torah brings is not exactly the same as what's in the parash over here. And also, there seem to be general shaylas that have nothing to do with Pesach. So how does it keep coming back to Pesach again and again? That's the general thrust of his shaylas. Okay, let's just start the tshuva. I want to be marach a little bit on it. Da, he says, ki kol elo arba bonim tomid maski tias Mitzrayim. These arba bonim always mention tias Mitzrayim. Ve'gam kein achochem ha'shoyel kol ha'mitzvos ma'edes ha'chukim ha'shpatim meishev lo yavod minu par Mitzrayim. You see that he asks on the Torah, and you answer him from Avodim in Paramitzrayim. Ratzolay mitchila in Avodim leParoy, and Voitzak Kadosh Baruch Hu Sonim Mishomli as Avodim Kadosh Baruch Hu leKayim es Mitzvoisav v'zer v'itzein Hashem lekeinu. Nimtza ki Yetzias Mitzrayim itshuva leben Chochem Gamkein. I want to elaborate a little bit on it because he elaborates much later, but I want to be marked on the point because it's very important. His tshuva is that any shaila and chakira in Inyanei Torah is going to come back to Mitzrayim. And Bemeli explains that each one of the Chacham, the Rasha and Tam and Elishol, each one is Teifis on the Nekuda that he finds, and the answer for all of them is Avonim in the Paramitzrayim. But I want to try to explain what it means. The Maral speaks about it in a much later parak also, when he lists all the mitzvahs that have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are two ways in which Yetzias Mitzrayim is understood as the basis for mitzvahs. Lamash, besides all the psukim that you have about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lamash, on Shabbos you say Kiddush, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. I mean, Shabbos, you're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is 2,000 years later. I mean, why is everything Rosh Hashanah Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? This is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Maral lists a lot of mitzvahs. Ribbis is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shiloh Havodim is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there's two general klolis that goyfanim. One oifen is that it proves Emunah, whereas Bereishis and we weren't witness to it, so it doesn't prove Emunah. Then there's another nekuda, which is the nekuda I want to be mevayer a little bit. Another nekuda is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of Mitzrayim, and we owe him that Hakaras HaToiv because we were avodim and he took us out, and therefore we're avodim to him, and we're mechuyev to him. There's something problematic with it. It sounds technically correct. In other words, we were avodim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and therefore we owe it to him. So let's say, I'll give you a marshal. Let's say somebody is in debt, I don't know, $1 million. And he has to declare bankruptcy and so on and so forth. And someone comes along and says, okay, here's $1 million. And, you know, you can stay solvent and fine. So a person is very grateful. Then you say out of gratitude, give me $1 million. I mean, listen, I gave you $1 million as a gratitude. So you're saying, well, basically what you're doing is, you know, you're saving me and killing me again. What are you accomplishing? It's like one, let's say it would be with two people. A person became an eved to somebody, and somebody goes and spied to him, and makes him into eved again. So, I don't know what the gratitude is. I was an eved, and I am an eved, and, you know, the shaila is only who the odin is. What's that nekuda? So technically it might be correct. Okay, technically, you're right. I was an eved here, and I'm an eved here. But I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not pushing a person on technicality. Where's the state of that taina? Bechlal, these inyanim are inyanim v'ashkocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in a way where Klal Yisrael started with the Avos, and then you have Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Klal Yisrael is called Klal Yisrael only from the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hayom hazeh nidei Yisrael am, and so on. So I think this is the nekuda, and in some ways the Maral says it later on. When a person is born, there's be'etzim two tchunas that a person is aware of as soon as he comes of mind. First of all, he's aware of the fact that he exists, that he is. And secondly, he's aware of the fact that he has b'chira chofshis, that he's free. Free in the sense that a person can do whatever he wants. Since they come to us together at the same time, we don't separate the two. A person takes for granted that the fact that he is and the fact that he can do is one and the same. It's almost just as the person feels intrinsically his existence. He owes a Karas HaTorah, Karas Baruch Hu, but it's his. So his being a Ben Chayrin is not different than his existence. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is called the birth of Klal Yisrael because what happened was Klal Yisrael went through two births. The Avos created the Metzias of Klal Yisrael, and Yetzias Mitzrayim created the Metzias of free will on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The matziv of avdus is a matziv where a person exists, but a person is not free. And I want to explain what it means, free in this sense. An eved, when you read books, especially now with Black History Month or something, everybody did a little, you know, to be yotze the mitzvah somehow, you come up with the idea that an eved has a very harsh life, which by and large was true. But that's not the klola. When we say shalei asani oved, what you're saying is not that you're comfortable. I mean, sometimes you have a very poor free person who doesn't have what to eat, doesn't have where to sleep, and you have an eved that has a very cushy job and is nice and it's fine. That's not the sheirish of avdus and inui. I mean, the pasuk divides it. There's ger, there's avdus, and there's inui. Avdus does not have to come with inui. It's a mistake. The sheirish of an eved is that he has no tachlis of his own. An eved does not have a goal. He is a workforce. That's what the word. The word eved is not shuffle. It's not meduka. An eved is his metzias is avoda. That's what he is. He does. Tachlis is something that is outside of the realm of an eved. It's not his tachlis bechlal. And b'meila, when we speak about free will. The gift of free will is not that no one forced a person what to do. A chipmunk is not forced either what to do. Chipmunks run around all day, you know, even during Seder, just running outside doing nothing. It's not a problem of having somebody force you to do something. Free will means that the determination of where you're going to and what you are is in your hands. La fuke in eved, where ex conflos it might be, but there is you can't shtel avek the tachlis of who you are and where you're going to. That is the matzav avdus. So the birth of Klai Yisrael came about in two shlavim, in two stages. First of all, you had the metzias of Klai Yisrael, and that was avdus. Yetzias Mitzrayim created a matzav where Klai Yisrael achieved the ability to be kaveya the tachlis. And without, had they not gone through the avdus, then they never would have understood what it means to not to be kaveya on tachlis. People who work for other people, a lot of people will let go of a good job and open up their own business, even though it's very, very risky, because they want to be able to set their own tachlis. They don't want to, it's not a question, it's not a better job. Usually people who work independently work much harder than people who work in a job. There is nothing that works less hard, that works less hard than a nice government job. And people run away from it if they can, because they don't want to feel a little cog in a big machine. They want to feel that they can set a tachlis, they can set a goal, and they can accomplish something. So the metzias of chayrus is the ability to create the tachlis for yourself. Had Klal Yisrael, had they not felt what it means to be without a tachlis, like we saw before, they never would have appreciated tachlis. Then, you know, you do as you want. The fact that they were without a tachlis, and then they were granted the ability to give their own tachlis. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you know, be avodim to me. It's not the pshat like, you know, I'm making a deal with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to do his avodah and doesn't need us. But it's focusing on what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. You now realize that setting a tachlis is Tzuras Adam. A human being is someone that can be kaveya what he's doing with himself, where he's heading to, and what his tachlis is. That's something that a Baal Chai can't. A Baal Chai just does. A Baal Chai just looks for food, and that's it. There's no, the musig that a Baal Chai is kaveya his metzias doesn't exist. The hafkov, had a person not been a meshubit, had a person not felt what it means to live fulfilling someone else's dreams of tachlis, then a person b'teva doesn't set any tachlis. The kvias of shibud showed a person that a person has kaiches of avoida, they are harnessed to some sort of tachlis, and if the person is not lucky, someone else sets the tachlis, and if a person is lucky, he gets a tachlis. That's what b'chira chafshis means. B'chira chafshis ultimately in its sharpest sense means the ability to kaveh a tachlis. It's one of the reasons why. It's going back to the ten who said Shabbos Lamashal. Shabbos is called Shabbos has a lot of klolim, but the Shabbos, there's one kiyum in Shabbos kiboy Shabbos veinofash, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the oyser shemayim v'aretz, and therefore by being kaveh yom haShabbos, it's an edus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oyser shemayim v'aretz. That's one part of it. There's a second part to it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's a tachlis to the world. Shabbos is called tachlis ma'aser shemayim v'aretz. The 6 days were not six random days. They were building a binyan for a certain tachlis. The musig of tachlis in the world came about with Shabbos. And the makom where we the her tachlis is not in Shabbos, but in Yetzias Mitzrayim. I want to add one more nekuda. We said that one of the things Yetzias Mitzrayim proves is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants, and so on. That's one half of it. The second thing it proves, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses to intervene in the world, so on one level it proves that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a kol yachol. It's true. But on a deeper level it proves that there's a purpose to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't intervene just because he had nothing to do, so he decided he'll play around with people. It meant that he moved blocks around because the world is heading someplace. There's a tachlis to the world. And without that point in place, then it wouldn't have happened. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu messed around with the Mitzrim and had him get Klal Yisrael out, was maimit not only that Kadosh Baruch Hu's kol yachol is a low dag of emuna. Beseder, you prove that Kadosh Baruch Hu can do, but that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a bala rotzin, that there's something Kadosh Baruch Hu wants out of the world. That was specifically in Mitzrayim. That was planted in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the nekuda that we saw in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plotting, the nekuda that a person was margish mitzad shibud and so on is this nekuda of tachlis. That's why this is what he means here. Again, I'm summing up a lot of stuff later, just because it's very long and it's not going to be able to get it out. The mitzias of Yetzias Mitzrayim has a mitzias b'fnei atzmoi, the chi of matzen, mar, all those in yonim, and you know, it's a mitzvah like every other mitzvah. But Yetzias Mitzrayim also carries in itself an element of reishis. Yetzias Mitzrayim is chodesh hazelchem rishon. It's the first chodesh. It's the opening. It's the first mitzvah. The Torah should have started at a chodesh hazeh. The it's everything is zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So many mitzvahs have zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the pshat is, it's the chacham takes Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the question to ask a question like the tam mazeh is a tam. A tam has a very narrow scope. Matzah, mur, charoisis, knedlach. There's nothing in the tam that expands anything from what's in front of him to something out of him. Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's the reishis of the Nisim and the reishis of the Chadoshim and the reishis of Klal Yisrael as a Klal Yisrael, is not supposed to be limited to within itself. It's supposed to be, a person has to use it to ask, what is everything else about? In other words, this is the sheirish of all avodah, is that a person is a meshubit, and that the only gift that a person has is where to direct his koiches. He can direct his koiches towards a goal that he sets. He can direct his koiches towards a goal that's set for him. That's the only choice a person has, one or the other. And it's the sheirish of kolat kula. The chacham is someone that learns of kolat kula from it, because it is the sheirish of kolat kula, that there is tachlis in the world. And that a person and that everything has a siba for being, that's dafka in that's what he sees in Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's basically his tshuva for the chacham. Let's skim over a little bit. Omnom and pay bays. Omnom mashazocha teira shelas a chacham. B'chol ha-mitzvah, v'sheil sa-rosha davke etzal Pesach, u'sheil sa-tam etzal rifas petach ha-mor. What's the place? V'sheil sa-nilashol etzal matzah. L'fi she-kol echad zochra ha-toyra b'mokoyim ha-royoloi. Each one is the Torah placed the shayla at the right nekuda where his shayla comes in. So he says like this. He says, first of all, k'mishen edel lishol mipnei sheni yedei adava v'amitzvi l'sapel l'fasi tzitzvayim b'leila yitzia u'lekach kova teiru zeh etzol matza. Ein edel lishol, there's no other place to put it but over here. In other words, all year round, the sheni edel lishol is not around. So in Yetzias Mitzrayim is where you find the makom to reach out to him. So Oza mitzvah lefarsim tzitzis mitzrayim k'mo shedorshu. V'amati levavur zeh, and so on. That's one. Secondly, omnom hatam shehu shoyel me'atzmoy v'ein shoyel rak asher yireh shinui. A tam is someone, he asks by himself, but his ability to ask is very limited. V'im lo yireh shinui ein shoyel. And if he doesn't see something extraordinary, he doesn't ask. Lefika kava teiru she'losa etzol petach hamoyer. Sheyira dova yitzim nahekish vaseichel larif behema bechinam. V'zeh shinui, v'shoyel shinui. A tam is someone who is small-minded, and the only thing that arouses him is a curio. And b'meila, his shailas is when the grandest, most curious mitzvah in Petach Hamor, that's where the tam chips in also. And there's something. When people speak about Rabbi Shaul Salanta's chiddush, that his chiddush was supposed to learn Musa, people don't have it really right. I mean, that he's supposed to learn Sifrei Yira started really with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, he says, Ma'ashav HaKem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kim LeYira Es Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the first one to speak about Yira. That wasn't Rabbi Shaul Salanta's Chiddush. He was a long second after that. And you have Agadot in Chazal, and you have all Medrash Rabbah and Medrash Tanchuma is Musar, and a lot of Gemaras is Musar, and Rabbeinu Bechaya and Rabbeinu Yoina. That wasn't his Chiddush. He was Mechadish two very specific connections. And one of them was, for the Hamoin, the real way of learning Musa, the way we saw was Mechadish, was to take a Maima Chazal, to go to a corner, and to repeat it slowly with a nigun to yourself again and again and again. That was the way Musa was learned in yeshivas till modern day, when it just stopped, I guess. But that was Musa, the way Rabbi Saul introduced it. His point was, for the Hamoin Am, they used to have a maggid come around in Darshan. So exciting stories and fantastic things and a booming voice. You always needed a gimmick to rouse people's attention because people are tam. So if you manage to get them shocked or wowed or overwhelmed or anything like that, so fine. So you have their attention and you can get a message across. So you know, it's one step up above the Shein Elishol, but it's a tam. Because it's a certain thickness. Whatever the person tells you, and it's so dramatic, and so the tam walks around, and when he's Petach Hamor, that's a mitzvah that he really gets something out of. That's where his mental curiosity is aroused. The what he was mechadish was that every single point has a nekuda to arouse a person's thought. If a person was to focus, the Chacham takes the simplest thing and he says, putting on a talis and tefillin in the morning is not talis and tefillin. It means that somebody has the power to dictate morning in, morning out, what my morning should look like. Why am I doing it? Why am I chained down with so many things? The Chacham uses every single mitzvah as leverage. I mean, the greatest scientific ideas were built on some of the simplest phenomena. They didn't use very complicated machinery. Simple phenomena, when looked at in the right perspective, yielded some of the greatest ideas. The Chacham is, and that was Rabbi Shaul's Chiddush in Musa, the Chacham is to take a point that's obvious and to ask yourself, you're going one day with a thousand film to shul, sit down a minute and say, what for? For the rest of my life, I'm chained down with this. Why? You know, take the simplest thing, not the Petach Hamor, but because the problem with Petach Hamor is like drugs. You need a higher, you know, after a while the stories lose their effect. You need a grander story, a more fascinating story, and bigger fireworks. It's not sustainable, but the Chacham is sustainable because it's everywhere. Everything the person does, he asks himself, you know, what, why, how, when. What are my responsibilities? Why? And so on. So the Chacham, the difference between the Tam and the Chacham is that the Tam has to have a Shinu to ask. That's what, and a Chacham asks it from the Dava Pashit. So the Tam, he says, only ask from a Shinu, because that's why he's a Tam. V'shoyel al Shinu ma'azayis. Ulefikach on a Tzrikham lazis gam kein Shinu b'leil Pesach. That's when the leil Pesach you need a Shinu. De'shayira atinuk shu Tam v'yishal. So say that, you know, for the Tinuk that's a Tam, we produce also something. We do a lot of strange things, so he can come and ask us why. Ulekach kova teir shayel shen edlishol etzal rifas petach hamoyer. or it should be probably tam. That's it's just not right. It doesn't mean that his shaila is only petach hamor. It means his type of shaila is a petach hamor de kishaila. Rako tzoloy mekasha yura bincha shinu ima b'mitzas pesach matzamor k'moshu shini zesh oifas petach hamor. When he deheres the petach hamor in Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's when he'll be aroused to ask something. V'chol zeh tshuva letam when he asks b'toros the shinu. Avali says, Haben haChacham ein tzorich elav shinui, or beli shinu hu shoyl. The Chacham does not need a shinui. Olafika kavater shalosi b'chol haMitzvos. The Chacham is someone that everything that's in front of him it arouses a shayla. Why? What? Ke'ein shalosi davka al mitzvah zois miuchedes shazer shayach leben atam shoshoyl al mitzvah miuchedes. He's not focusing on any particular mitzvah. He takes from the particular and asks a general shayla. Skip down two or three lines. If the Torah would have focused the mitzvah on Pesach alone, then he'd be a tam of sorts. That's not a shayla of a chacham. A chacham is always extrapolating to the bigger picture from the smaller. One more. Why is he kaveh the shayla of a rosh on a Pesach? Mipnei shehapesach hu avoyde l'Hashem Yisborach. Pesach is avoyde. Kilchsiv. V'hoya kishavoya al oretz ushmartem es avoyde azoyz. V'hoya kiyem aleichem bneichem avoyde azoyz lachem. Harei hu shoyl al ha'avoyde. V'hu koyfe bo. V'kashu hu shoyl b'lel pesach al ha'mitzvus. Hu shoyl mitzad shehamitzvus him avoyde l'Hashem Yisborach v'en roitz v'avoyde. So this is a dover, extraordinary pshat. A Russia is not someone who wants to do bad. It's navdafka someone who's not a maimon. It's in this context, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is the aschola of avoida of Klal Yisrael, a Russia is someone that rejects the concept of avoida. In other words, the purpose of Shibud Yetzias Mitzrayim was to be kaveh in a person's mind that a person is all kayach, and unless he puts a focus on it, where it's going to, then he's an avid again. He's kulay avoida, and his whims are dictating where it should go to. A rasha is someone that's mufka from focus or discipline. So Korban Pesach, since that's called avoida, it's the first korbanos generally are called avoida. Maybe we'll speak sometime why korbanos of all things. But korbanos are called avoida. The rasha in the Haggadah's rasha is a hafka from Mahalchei Avoida. Not mitzvahs per se, not emunah per se, but shibud. So he's standing between the hafka of shibud Mitzrayim and to the Kabbalos Olmach HaShemayim. And he's rejecting Kabbalos Olmach HaShemayim. So the Russia here is upset with the things in front of him. The nekuda that's Avoida Dafka is Korban Pesach is avoida, and that's what he's kofer in. He doesn't want avoida, and he's not going to be mekabel oil. Well, the figure. That's a summation. Elu arba banim mechulokim mishalos meleil tzia. Around the Pesach table, each one is asking a different shaila. In the tzur that he asks the shaila, hachacham shoyl mitzad hachachma sheboy. It the chacham is asking b'teiras chachma sheboy. Ala mitzvah mishas shi mitzvah bulvad. V'loy mitzad hi mitzvah zayis bulvad kma sheizbaya. So he's asking a chacham de kashayla, which is never ever a detail. A chacham always asks on the hekif of it. V'hatam hu shoyl adova shoyl bulvad. A tam is always focused on this detail, that detail, the other detail, and that's his entire scope. Because a year is shinu, as a shoyl, he asks only on shinuyim. What's this? The nekuda that a rasha is ticked off by is that there's shibud, that there's chiyuv. It's not voluntary, it's not nice, it's not good, it's something that you have to do. These are four different shailas because each one is a different shaila b'mehus according to the mehus of the person. So the Torah gave each one in mitzad dine Torah, the Torah gave each one the shailas tam is petach hamardik, the shailas avoid is pesa is korban pesachdik, the shailas chacham is klolistik, and shein elishol is coming from the platform of inyani pesach. That's the platform to reach out shein elishol. Gam ki yaskin liyosim imenu. He can. There's a metzias that a person can find the chelik that was nignas and rehook to it again. That's why the Rambam picks Hallel, Fakir, and he picks Chanukah to this. He picks Chanukah to discuss the area of Divrei Seifrim as opposed to the other inyanim, because the Mokoim where you discover that Divrei Seifrim is a Tziva Deiraisa is in Chanukah. Mitzad the Shakl V'tayin and Halacha, it could have been the other two. That's not the problem. But the Mokoim of where you rediscover that where Asher Kitshonu B'mitzvosav, that what the Rabbanan said today